Thanks, T. Let's start off with yesterday's rugby results. Edinburgh will find out their semi-final opponents in the Challenge Cup this afternoon following a 34-28 victory at home to the Vodacom Bulls. Now, they'll host the winners of the last eight tie between Bath and Gloucester. Welsh side Ospreys crashed out after going down 20-18 at home to Lyon. Irish province Connacht suffered a narrow 43-40 defeat against Racing 92. And then over to some football, two massive clashes in the Nedbank Cup. Today it's the playoffs, and the first match will see Orlando Pirates take on Magesi at 1:30. And then the big one, Mamelodi Sundowns will play hosts to Kaizer Chiefs. That one kicking off at 6 o'clock at Loftus-Versfeld. And then Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta insists their remaining six Premier League fixtures are really important despite a 1-1 draw with Brentford, as good as ending their title hopes.
What we wanted to do was increase the probability of us really challenging for what we are looking for in the Premier League. And with that result, obviously, it's more unlikely to happen.
They're 10 points off the top and have played a game more than leaders Liverpool, who host West Ham this afternoon. And then third place Nottingham Forest went down 1-0 at home to Everton after Manchester City climbed to fourth by thrashing Crystal Palace 5-2. Aston Villa occupy the final Champions League place following a 3-0 victory at already relegated Southampton. And then in some Formula One, Britain's George Russell will go from third on the grid in Formula One's Bahrain Grand Prix today. He qualified in second, but has been demoted one place along with Mercedes teammate Kimi Antonelli for leaving their garages before a scheduled restart time had been confirmed yesterday. Oscar Piastri starts from pole in the McLaren. And then ending off on the green, Rory McIlroy charged to the Masters lead with a historic start to the third round yesterday, then finished strong on Augusta's National back nine to stand two clear atop the leaderboard heading into the final round. McIlroy had two eagles and four birdies in a 6-under par 66, and with a 12-under total of 204, was two strokes clear of Bryson DeChambeau. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faye Crouch.